Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Let's go back to that again. In John 16, with the 13th verse. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. Well, now we know he came, right? Yes. Always remember this. Jesus, the Son of God. Yes, absolutely. Oh, the Son of the living God. But now he did not. Now get this, because I'm telling you what, I know when I first heard this, kind of made the hair stick out on the back of my neck. But it was so wonderful. Amen. He did not do anything in his ministry. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, hey, listen now. Don't you be going around saying, well, Brother Copeland said that. No, no. You say the Gospel of John said this. You understand? Don't you just take it because I said it or any other preacher. You get your, if you don't have a Bible, get one. Amen. Amen. And mark in it. You got a Bible you can't mark in, put it in a glass case. Put it up on the wall and say, and then get one of ours or something and mark that thing up.
Yes, amen.
All right. Now, Jesus did nothing. Zero. In his earthly ministry, as the Son of God, except when he went to the cross. How did he refer to himself? Huh? Son of man. Oh, I can just hear it. Oh, yeah. Now, actually, he was saying this. And if you'll do some study and get into it, I don't have time in this setting right here to do it. But he was actually saying, and it's translated this way properly, the Son of Adam. He's called the last Adam. Oh, yeah. Amen?
Amen.
People have quoted that and said he's the second Adam. Well, yeah, but he's the last Adam. He and Adam exactly alike. Because of them, both of them exactly like God. Not a little bit like God. Exactly. But Jesus came and went through all the temptations that could possibly tempt any human being anywhere at any time in any age. And did not fail it. But how did he do his ministry? Did he just go about just saying, well, look at this fellow with leprosy. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm the Son of God. I can just heal anybody I want to. Now, some of you out there are mad at me already. You still love me, though, don't you? Well, now, wait a minute. You married, you hear what I told you a while ago? Don't be believing me. Believe the Word of God. Amen? You got your Bible? 5th chapter of John. You're going to get excited about this. Amen. I was preaching some of these things one night in a little small church out in West Texas. And I said some things that really upset this fella. And oh, he didn't like it. This is what I'm getting into right now is some things he really didn't like. And he pastored a little small church there in town. Great big guy, man. And some of the people from his congregation would come to those meetings and he didn't like what he is hearing. And he came through, we were in a little abandoned drugstore building we'd rented for these meetings, and this particular meeting went for 21 days. And that we had just a little platform, wasn't any higher. Well, it was, yeah, about like this bottom one, maybe a little bit taller. And I'm standing here on this thing, and here he came through the back door. And he's coming right down the middle through the aisle right in front of me. And I thought, Lord, I don't know who he is, but here he comes. And I could tell, boy, he wasn't there to praise God. He was there to get in my face. Here he came down that aisle, and he got up to me like that, and he said, Hrabaska. Glamondovle. Rama, and just went flat on the floor. Now, this old Methodist boy was an alcoholic truck driver. And Jesus got hold of him and delivered him from alcohol. And he's a powerful man. But I stood up and said, Jesus went to hell and paid the price for our sin. Now, I didn't do that without reading scripture on it, but he never heard that. And it made him mad. Jesus didn't go to hell. He went to the cross. He didn't go to hell. Well, scripture says he did, you know. And so, and he come in there to get me. And he pointed that finger at me, and God just baptized him in the Holy Ghost. Down he went in the floor. And he got up there in a little bit, and he said, oh, hold on, old time. He just left. Well, he came back later, and he told me, he said, Brother Kenneth, he said, I just went home. And he said, I just fell in the floor there, and I just began to praise and worship God. He said, I never praised and worshiped like that in my life. And he said, I'm saying all the things I've been wanting to say. And then, oh, and I'm just worshiping God. And he said, I stopped and said, Jesus, did you go to hell? He said, the Lord said, you better believe it, big boy. If I hadn't, you would have. Come on, give the Lord praise there. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. Now, I told you to go to the 5th chapter of John, right? Let me get over there with you. John chapter 5, I want you to notice here something. Now, this is... this is like hitting the carnal religious mind with an axe. Billions of people don't believe this, even though Jesus said it. It's just too much for the religious mind. But most, now not all, and I'm not talking about dishonest people, you understand? I'm talking about good people. I'm talking about people that know God, but have read the scripture in the light of men's religious ideas.
That's right.
And Jesus said, your tradition makes the word of God of no effect. I've had the same thing happen to me. This, okay, come on. Look at the 19th verse. Then answered Jesus and said unto them. Now, are these red words?
Yes.
Verily, verily. He put two verilies in there. That means he said it twice. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. Whoa. The general religious idea is Jesus, the Son of God. Why, he's God. Yes, God manifested in the flesh. Do anything he wants to do. That's not what he said right there. Well, that's startling, isn't it? But what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he or the Father does, these also doth the Son likewise. All right. Look at the, well, wait a minute, we're not done there. Look at the 30th verse. I can of mine own self do nothing. What?
Nothing.
Well, certainly a little bit.
Amen.
Well, after all, he is the Son of God.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. But he said of himself, he can do nothing. Why? He's ministering as a man.
That's right.
Not ministering as God.
Yes.
He emptied himself, the scripture says. Read it for yourself.
Yes.
He emptied himself of his divine privileges and came as a man, walked among us, showing you and me how a faith person should live. Act, and the same results. Now, Brother Copeland, you've just gone too far. I was hoping you'd think that. Amen. Look at the 14th chapter of John. Oh, yeah. Look at that 10th verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? See what he's doing? When did the Father come in him? It's a loaded question, I know. I loaded it on purpose. Now, he and the Father were never separate. Not ever, ever, until he went to the cross. But what happened here? Did you know Jesus did not do one single miracle? Not one. When he was 12 years old, 20 years old, 29 years old, 30 years old, and then he went to the River Jordan. Oh, glory. My Lord and my Savior went to that River Jordan, and he was baptized in water and the Holy Ghost came on him. More correctly rendered, in him. Mm-hmm. For what? For ministry.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, 14th chapter of John, believest thou not I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You really ready?
Yes.
Verily, verily, verse 12, two verilies again. I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And he didn't stop there.
No.
Greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father. Now what happened when he went to the Father? He was raised from the dead. He was seated at the right hand of majesty. And he said, when I go to the Father, I will send you the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you as orphans. I will send you the Comforter. The Spirit of God. Amen. Now you can summarize what he said there. I only say what I hear my Father say. And I only do what I see my Father do. Now Jesus, everything he did pleased God. Am I correct in that? Does the Scripture say that? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Well, but he's the Son of God. Yeah, but now wait a minute. He wasn't ministering as the Son of God. He's ministering as a man filled with the Holy Spirit, anointed of God. By the Holy Spirit to do these works. Now listen, he said, I only say what I hear my Father say. The Father said it. Jesus believed it. And he said it. That's faith in operation. It's in the 10th chapter. The 10th chapter of Romans. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, talking about the new birth, and with the mouth confession is made. Yeah, but Brother Colton, we're talking about Jesus. Yeah, Jesus walked and did everything he did by faith. So he's not being like us. We're supposed to be being like him. You missed the place to shout right there. Amen?
Amen.
Now, what do you think about when you think about the works of Jesus?
Miracles.
Yeah, healings.
Raising the dead.
Yeah. And that's right. But now think about what he said. I only say what I hear my Father say. How do we hear the Father? We hear the Father. This is the Father's voice right here. This book you have in your lap, that's the Father's voice. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. The Spirit of God is in you, and he's right here now. And if you ever hear anything that's crosswise of this book, you just throw it out till you know better. Amen. How then can we do the works of Jesus? Same process. Remember what Jesus' mama said? Whatever he says to you, do it.
That's right.
Now the fellas that brought the 30-gallon pots, they were doing what Jesus told them to do. They filled up the bottle, the pots.
That's right. Yes, they did.
They got just as much credit for the miracle as he did.
Glory.
They obeyed God.
Amen.
They did exactly what he said to. Didn't make any sense to them either. Well, none, zero. They were doing the works of Jesus because they did what he told them to do. If the Lord were, I tell you what he said to me once. He said, if I tell you just to go carry out one can of trash and you obey me, you did my works.
Amen.
Well, there ain't nothing to trash. There is if Jesus said, carry it out.
Right, right.
That's holy trash. You understand? Oh, glory to God. But you keep practicing that. You keep doing that, and eventually you're going to hear something other than carry out the trash, boy. You're going to hear, go lay hands on that fellow over there that just got off of the bus. You're going to hear him say, go witness to that fellow over there. I'm going to cause that man to be born again if you go tell him about me.
Yes, sir.
We were having a meeting in Las Vegas. There's a casino owner out there that had gotten born again, and he's wanting to do something for God. And so he invited us. I won't go into all that. We had a meeting right there in his casino. I'm telling you, it was absolutely marvelous. We got guys healed and all that. Well, the Lord said to me, I'm going back where the stage and everything was, where we were having the meetings. And the Lord said, I want you to witness to those people that are coming here towards you. And I have something I want you to say to them. I said, sure. Very nicely dressed people. I stopped and I said, excuse me. If you would allow me, the Lord would have something for me to say to you. Okay. And I said it. They looked at me like, and said, thank you, and just walked off. And I thought, well, I did what he said. No skin on my back. You know, so I've just got a smile on my face. I'm headed to the service. I didn't get three steps. And this guy said, I heard what you said. Will you pray for me? I said, sure, let's go in here. Well, there's a men's room, so we went in there. I heard what you said. Pray for me. I said, okay. In the name of Jesus, I laid hands on him and prayed for him. By the time I got praying for him, he's stone cold sober. He said, I want to thank you, sir. He said, I'm a backslid Holy Ghost preacher. And he said, I want you to know, thank God I'm delivered. That was the works of Jesus. Because I just simply did what he told me to do.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.